there's a press conference taking place about the alcohol thing. Where is it?
You want to go to OS1, Chris? OS1, and we go live over.
Okay.
OS1.
Here. If we...
Causing the panic buying of alcohol will not, and nor should it, cause any change in government policy. I am well aware of people's concerns which have led to the panic buying of alcohol. In relation to the emergency alcohol supplies, I can stress to you now, Rhys, Melinda, Comedy Dave and Moilsy will have their beer made available to them at all times, and so will I. But government policy will not be changed. Some questions.
Tony Sproggett from the Bradford and Bingley.
Hello.
What about the rumours that we've heard about the shortage with Tetleys?
Tea bags will not be affected. Trevor?
Prime Minister, what reassurances can you give to drinkers that beer supplies will be back to normal within a fortnight?
Trevor, if the supplies of alcohol to the pubs are not back to normal within 2 weeks, then I would suggest that we all go back to my place and we'll get the beer tent in and deal with it that way. Yes, the fellow in the shorts and the vest.
My name's Craig, and I was just wondering if you have a show any of Big Brother on Channel 4?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think I fancied Mel the most, actually.
Thanks very much for your time.
Sound. See you in the air, lads. Thank you, everyone. No further questions.
And that's Tony Blair speaking live from Downing Street. We caught up with the Conservative Party leader, William Hague, earlier. This is what he had to say.
I, for one, am quite mystified by the stand the Prime Minister has taken on this subject. I was with the Prime Minister in the Dog and Trumpet only last night when he said that he would reduce the taxation on beer. He said he would resume the situation to normal within 2 weeks. He then told me that I was his very, very, very best mate and that he loved me very much.